Good day, dear friends. This today, Monday, April the 22nd, 2024, 197 days until the end of this epoch, this period, 197 days. Please tell me you are registered to vote. Please tell me you are registered to vote. Please, in the name of God, please, in all that is righteous and right, tell me, guarantee me that you are registered, dear friend, to vote. Please. I can't say it enough. We have a lot to discuss, dear and glorious and wonderful friend. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome, welcome. Get ready. We have a show for you today. You're just going to love it like you cannot believe, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Please, I ask you, first and foremost, to, number one, make sure that you are subscribed. I can't say this enough to you. The only thing that people care about, the only thing that people care about is subscriptions. And all of a sudden, that is the merit. Subscriptions. How many subs do you have? You could take somebody off the street, please, who is an ambulatory schizophrenic, put them on a channel, create 2.3 million, just write 2.3 million subscribers, and people would say, I'm going to follow him by virtue. And you know it's true. You know it's true. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I think Messrs. Millie and Vanilli intoned that correctly. So liking this is critical. Being a part of this is critical. Thank you, dear, dear, dear friends, for this. Always making sure that you remain subscribed, okay? Remain. We got to get this housewarming. And by the way, if you notice, I just put something up. People are saying, where do I get the merch? Where do I get the official Lionel Nation hat in this mug? This mug has been everywhere. It's indestructible. Where? Put it right there for you right there, my friends. Put it right there. There's a link for you right there. There it is. The official Lionel merch store. There it is. Did you see it? It's there. Now, before we begin, let me start off with something, too, which is very, very critical, something that you need to understand and you need to pay attention to. One of our great, great sponsors that you have been reacting so favorably to because it makes complete and total sense. And that is, of course, what do you do in the case of emergency food? What do you need? And there's only one place to go. PrepareWithLionel.com. Prepare with Lionel.com. This is it. And right now, here's the deal. You can save $50 on a 4-week emergency food kit. And when I first started this, every now and then somebody would come along and say, you know what? One guy, I never forget, he said, I've got a fishing pole. I laughed so hard. I think I snorted coffee through my nose. I said, you've got a fishing pole. Can you put together something like this with your fishing pole? Well, I've got some macaroni. Imagine your kids saying day 20, no food, no stores are closed. Do you hear what I'm saying? The stores are closed. What are you going to do? I'm going to go fishing. How about some more trout? How about a bream? What? Look what you get right now. This 4-week, and by the way, this is a starter kit, because once you get going, you're going to say, I'm not going to deal with one. I need one of these for everybody in my house. A 4-week emergency food supply kit. 25-year shelf life. 16 varieties of breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, you name it. Packed into these water-resistant, beautiful, indestructible buckets of life. That's it. Free shipping. I don't know how to tell you that any other way than that, my friends. It makes complete and total sense. I thank you. I know what you're doing. I know that you're going to do the right thing, right? You know why? Because you're smart. You're smart. And this is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Remember that. It's a big, big difference. Okay. Now, where do we start? Well, let's look at some of the stuff you heard over the weekend. Oops, that's not the one. Let me try this one. There you go. Let's look at some of the stuff we heard over the weekend, which just some of this stuff will just make you absolutely, absolutely sick to your stomach. Just sick to your stomach, okay? And for no particular reason, I want to start off with this beaut. This one really kills me. This is the one you're going to love. This is the one I love. We did this one last night. And this was so terrific. This was old Hillary Clinton, bless her heart. And she, sometimes people get words wrong. Like supposedly, I'm sorry, I'm priggish. I believe in the English language. Call me funny. Call me wacky. I'm not going to apologize for it. When you're Miss Wellesley, Miss, you know, I'm going to Yale Law School. She said the other day that Trump had 91 indictments. No, he didn't. He did not. He doesn't have 91 counts, maybe less. But hell, just the New York indictment, there's 34 counts right there. Little things like that from somebody as a genius, as monumental, this intellectual centurion. Listen to this beaut, okay?
Women and girls disproportionately bear.
Let me try this again. I'm sorry. I get so excited. I turn down the volume. It's not good. Though sometimes I wish I could do that in life. Don't you wish you could just say, go ahead, keep talking. I just can't hear you.
Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climactic events.
Now, let me stop right there. As you know, we said last night, if you missed this, there's climatic events. There's climatic, climate, and climactic is that involving the climax. I'm sorry. Good news, ladies. You bear the burden of climaxes.
Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climactic events.
Merch.
They are more likely to be affected by natural disasters.
Yes.
And particularly by extreme heat.
I'm sorry. Please. I'm not laughing at extreme heat. I don't want people to be affected by extreme heat. But there is an expression that you know we have in this country. And it is called somebody who is just full of shite. And she just will say whatever she has to say. And she has not the foggiest. I was going to say something else. Begins with an F. The foggiest idea of what the hell she's talking about.
Extreme heat is becoming one of the biggest challenges to everyone. But
okay, but why? Is it because of our cars? Is it because of fluorochlorocarbons? Is it because of Trump? I like to know why.
Particularly to women in the global South.
The global South. You know what the global South was? You know, the global South, this term has been around for a long time, but everybody's saying it now to be hip. You guys say the global South and global North. We don't say third world anymore. We say the global South.
Who work in either positions outside in the informal economy. They're in fields. Mm. They're in factories.
Factories outside. I don't know about you. There's nothing worse than a factory without a roof. In this global South, in the hot sun, with women having climaxes.
They're in markets. They're doing all kinds of work that becomes absolutely impossible if temperatures get to 40, 50 degrees centigrade.
And Hillary, not to run you, doll. Sorry about this, but could you maybe tell us why?
And we're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate. And by far the biggest killer is extreme heat.
Okay. I hate to do this. We're kind of running out of time. Can you maybe tell us why? For example, I can say, you know, mosquitoes. Okay. Well, why? What do we do? What would you like to do? What can we do to fix this, to stop these women with climaxes out in the field?
I mean, even in Europe last summer, which, has the ability to count and figure out what happened.
I don't know what that means. I guess in the global South, they can't count. Is that racist? I think so.
They recorded 61,000 deaths because of the heat in Europe.
61. Okay. I'll go along with that. Fine. Fair enough. Sure.
We don't have that kind of number yet from Africa, Asia, Latin America, mm-hmm. but we know and estimate that we probably could measure about 500,000 deaths. And
okay. Now, again, we got a lot of speakers today, Hill. Could you maybe tell us why?
The majority of those are women and girls, and particularly pregnant women who have special challenges in extreme heat. Women and girls.
Okay. Don't you love that? This is, okay. Did you learn anything? No. And she does this thing. So therefore, here's what we need to do. We need to have cooling stations. We need to have maybe more opportunities to get people from outside, because I got news for you. There have been people who have been keeling over. Anybody from Texas will tell you that it is insufferable. It is horrid. It is horrid. Horrid. What is going on in this place? My God. There's something about her that just makes you sick, doesn't it? Isn't it me? Is it me? Probably. I don't think I'm the only one. I'm the only one. There's something sick about her. She just makes me. Let me see. I've got one that's another beaut. You know, she's one of these people that, for some reason or another, she thinks she enjoys a degree of relevance. She really does. She thinks she enjoys this relevance. She thinks that somehow, for some reason, she, I don't know what the word is. Let me see. Where is this? I had a really good one. Talk amongst yourself. I wanted to give you this one, too. This is another one that's making the round. And she doesn't get it, too. See, that's the thing. You know, there are these events. Years ago, a friend of mine went on a cruise, and on the cruise he went to, he took this picture, and I thought it was so interesting. I wish it was a video. I remember it was years ago when video, home video was just kind of brand new, and people didn't know about how to use video stuff, and there was this woman who was on the trip, who ran out. She was apparently kind of crazy. It's like somebody's grandmother or something like that. And she ran out and she was dancing. I'm trying to get this thing for you. She was dancing. Hang on a minute. Just talk amongst yourself. I know this is so. I'm just a one-man show, my friends. I'm just a one-man show. I'm just a. Let me see some here. Okay, here we go. Anyway, so this woman ran out, and she was kind of like crazy, and she had like a ballerina outfit on or something. She was like reverting to herself, and she would run out, and she would run out onto stages. Oh, hang on a minute. She would run out on stages and do this stuff, and the person who was on this ship, would say, as this woman ran out, and she would like come out with her tutu, kind of bending over, you know, like flipping her. She wasn't nude or anything. And this fellow kept saying, if anybody knows who this woman is, who she belongs to, if anybody knows who this woman belongs, and then she'd run off the stage. And they would go on with a particular, you know, bingo or whatever it was. So my friend kept compiling this woman next, they'd be someplace else. Thank you very much for a hula night, ladies and gentlemen, on the, yes, as you know, the Normandy. And here she comes out again, and she bends over, she flips her tutu, she's like crazy. And all he said was, if anybody knows who this woman is, do you know who this woman is, this, if anybody, and that's Hillary Clinton reminds me of this crazy old woman who runs out, and people say, why is she here again? Who is inviting her? Who is the person who says we really got to?
He would like to
Ooh, hang on, man. I'm so sorry for this. This is so unprofessional. I'm just a one man show. I'm a one man show. I don't have a team. Anyway, that's Hillary Clinton. I got to show you this one. That's Hillary Clinton. And she says these things, and she does this hostage video stuff. And I'm going to say something that I know you're not going to believe, and I know you're not going to share, but there is a very dark, recessed part of me that feels kind of sorry for her. I know that sounds crazy. I know you're going to say, what? All her life, Hillary says, I'm going to be the president. She was the smartest one here. She wasn't – Bill was very smart, but she had to sit through – Bill was the attorney general. Bill was the governor for two terms. Bill was the president for two terms. Then she says, okay, I'm going to be a... No, it's Barack Obama. Two times, another times, two times. And then they made her a senator, and they pushed Nita Lowey out. They put her in there, and then she made her secretary of state. She just... Her whole life, she never had what she wanted or claimed to have wanted. And I'm not losing sleep over her, but there's a dark part... A bright part of my soul that still feels a degree of empathy. But listen to this. This has been making the rounds. This beaut. Let's parse this. Let's dissect what she's saying.
Putin does what he would like to do: kill his opposition, imprison his opposition.
Now, what do we do? May I ask something? What do we do? What have we done since time immemorial, whether it's Soleimani, whether it's Zarqawi, whether it's we killed the opposition. Obama killed, I think, more people with drones and whatever. We basically imprisoned the opposition January 6th. Think about this. I know nobody really wants to think about this. Nobody cares about this. But seriously, ask yourself this question. What is she talking about? Look at us. Look no further than us right here, what we do. Listen.
Putin does what he would like to do: kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, journalists and others into exile.
Drive journalists into exile. And what do we do here in journalists? What do we do to journalists? What do? We deplatform them. We shut them down. We tell them you can't speak. Some people have actually been raided. Look at Catherine Herridge. Look at what they did to Atkinson, Cheryl Atkinson. I mean, seriously, the hypocrisy, or as we say in West Tampa, the C.O. Jones of this woman.
Rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
That's what we do. That's what we do. We basically took American citizens to the state. Don't forget Mike Johnson. Remember, I got that rat bastard. Mike Johnson, I'm going to release the January 6th tapes. Remember that one? I'm going to release the January 6th. I'm still waiting, Mike. I'm still waiting, Mike. Anytime, pal. By the way, do they have the goods on you? Do they have you in something with a... with an otter costume or something with a woodchuck outfit on, doing something nasty with a petting zoo, something really weird, squatting over a goldfish bowl, huh? Making a paste out of Brian Shrimp. Oh, you got the idea, okay?
And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders.
Now, again, this is a woman who said, remember, we came, we saw... killed. Remember what she did. Remember what she did to Gaddafi. And remember, dear friends, remember what was the real reason that nobody ever talks about. Why did they want to get rid of Gaddafi? Very, very simple. He wanted to make, this is critical, he wanted to make the, to make Libya arable. Libya sits atop the Nubian sandstone aquifer. I have been saying, as long as I have been saying things, that hydro-imperialism, the war on and for water, I sound like Philly, water, will be the water. I'm and Annie Sullivan here. That will be the war. That will be the ultimate, that will be the denouement, the valedictory of human existence. And what did he do? He said, aside from nationalizing the oil, he said, I'm going to basically make Libya arable. And they said, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're not. Strong man, my ass.
He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Mm-hmm. Those are the people he is modeling himself after.
Oh, for the love. Well, you know what? There's one thing that I think would be interesting. Do you think in those countries, let me ask you something. Do you think in those countries they have wild hordes of illegals coming into, breaking into North Korea, into Russia per se? Do you see hordes, passels, waves of disgusting humanity pouring into Russia, tearing down shops, invading? Look what's happening to in Paris with Afghanistan, Afghanis. I mean, this is. Do you think Xi Jinping? Do you think Putin? Do you think Kim Jong Un would allow that? Do you think crime? Do you hear every single day what they're doing to children? Who was this? Was Vietnam, but they basically executed or about to execute a woman who defrauded them. You think they would tolerate Bernie Madoff? In fact, if you're to read, do you know why Bernie Madoff was not executed immediately? It was because what Bernie Madoff is doing is what the Congress is doing. So let me ask you something. Just seriously, there's a lot about these folks that we could learn from. Do you ever question? And think about this very, very carefully. When you and I'm not making a complete comparison, but I'm making a pretty drastic one. When you see Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un talk about their country, do you see a reluctance on their part to recognize their own form of nationalism? Do you see an embarrassment over their flag, an embarrassment over their history, an embarrassment over their patriotism? Do you see in Beijing or in Moscow or Pyongyang, or do you see cross-dressing, trans? Remember that thing. I don't know what this guy was with the fingernails during the first week of the Biden administration. Hello, and he was running from office to office. Do you think that Xi Jinping would ever invite to their royal palace, or do you think Putin would, these trans people lifting up their shirts and bending over and being vile and disgusted? Do you think that if there was ever cocaine that was found, and we never found out about the cocaine, remember that? They never found this out. Never. They've got more cameras in the White House. And they found a bag of cocaine. They just forgot about it. You were just told, hey, F you, beat it. We're not going to get into this. Whatever happened to Kate Middleton? F you, shut up. It's one of those things. You're just being told, just, what about January 6th? Shut up. Go away. Do you think so? I told you this story. I'm going to say it again. A friend of mine lived in... for a while in China. I don't know what part. And there was no crime. And if there was a crime, people felt safe. And on the bulletin, or on the telephone poles and the like, there were signs that said something to the effect of, my name is Sergeant or Commander or whatever. This is my mobile number. This, call me. If anybody bothers you, anybody hurts you. We live in a world where President Trump went to Harlem. A man defended himself against a guy with a knife, and they charged the man protecting himself. I mean, how many of you great folks say, can we try some of that totalitarian strongman stuff? Can we do this? Is it possible? I'm 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 thinking to myself, and what again is wrong with this? Explain to me. Law and order. Do you have a problem with that, Hill?
And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down that again. And especially when my view, having negotiated with Putin and knowing that one of the reasons he went after me is because he knew I would, you know, deal with him in an approach.
Wait a minute, first of all, this is utter bullshit. What do you mean you negotiated with him? They went after you. Are you still pushing? Are you pushing that collusion story? She's still doing it. You talk about denial. You talk about election denial. She's still doing that? They're never. What did they do? What did they buy? 5 Facebook posts? I still want to know. I still would. Somebody tell me. What the hell did the Russians do? What did they do? How did they collude? How did they interfere? How were all of these individuals, these folks who signed the intel folks who signed this screed, this manifesto that says we know there was interference? How? Well, remember the 16 Russian names? I think they said they just made up. I mean, she's still, who's the denier, Hillary?
Appropriate way, and Trump would basically do whatever he wanted.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Don't you love how this works? This is the thing that I just absolutely. Oh, you want to get really nuts? You want to get really nuts? I mean, you want to go really nuts? Look at this one. This is the one that got. This is the one that killed
me.
Hang on a minute there, Zell. This is the one where my blood boils. Borat over here, you know, Chauncey Gardner, this make-believe guy who went from playing, you know, the piano with it, you know, now he's, well, at least he lost the green T-shirt. We're giving this guy money. Wait till you see the money. How many billions do you think he has? Where is he going to end up? Cyprus, Miami, Qatar, where he's got, oh my God, villas and more money than you. He did his thing. And nobody can tell me what the hell did he, what was this about? And here's the best part, folks. Ukraine is still not a member of NATO. What is the point of this? Anyway, this I hope you've eaten. Okay, listen to
First of all, I'd like to say thanks to the Congress for the bipartisan support. And I'd like to say thanks to Speaker Johnson and President Biden. Indeed, it is so important, this support from the United States of America. And of course,
why?
It's the support of the American people.
What?
Because,
why?
Of course, the political decisions depend on the public opinion.
Okay.
And this aid will strengthen Ukraine and send the Kremlin a powerful signal.
How much aid do you want? How much have you actually received? How much have you pocketed? How much of this has been audited? And what the hell kind of signal? You know, Russia's still saying, we still haven't moved. I still haven't unloaded anything. You know, not to compare apples and apples, but when they said to Netanyahu, why are you doing this? He said, now listen, I haven't gone full throttle. I'm thinking, oh my God, I wonder what that looks like. Well, if Putin said, I didn't go full bore either. Anybody want to give me a heads up on this? Anybody want to say, hey, way to go? Do you know what Putin could do? He's thinking, he said, I'm not going to turn this into a meat grinder. Do you know how many people? Seriously. Don't get me started.
That it will not be the second Afghanistan. The United States will stay with Ukraine, will protect the Ukrainians, and they will protect, they'll protect democracy in the world. This is the show of leadership. And
democracy. What happens? What about the Christian churches? What about people who stand up against this guy? What about the Azov Battalion and the right sector and the neo-Nazis? Can you only thanks to a completely clueless society, can you say this? He knows he can go, and nobody will say, wait a minute, what? There's no correction. There's never a correction. None of it. This is, and I hate to break it to you, but sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes it's important for us to recognize how where we stand by virtue of listening to the lunacy of others. Let me stop right now, my friends, as we try our best to contain ourselves. You know, there's one, I told you this, and I'm so proud to be a part of this. I love this man. I love their products. We are a MyPillow home, and you will be too. This is Listen Carefully to our dear friend, Mike Lindell, and the great folks at MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel. Let's talk about a very serious subject, emergency food. That's right, emergency food. Now, I know at first blush it's difficult for most people to think about something that they just take for granted ever reaching, you know, emergency status. We're used to stores always being open, deliveries always made, no supply chain disasters, no ransomware catastrophes, you know, shutting down gas stations, no trucking strikes, no war, no protests from farmers, no mysterious Chinese weather balloons, nothing catastrophic in terms of weather. Well, that can't happen to us, right? And I understand it's a defense mechanism that we have because the idea of ever not being able to eat or locate food is seemingly incomprehensible to most people. But think about this. It's not. That's why it's time for you to go to my site, preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com has the deal of deals for you. Take it as a starter set, an introduction set. You've been putting off emergency food for too long. Some people still have a thing about prepping as though prepping for emergency is foolish. Now, right now, you can save $200 on a 3-month emergency supply kit. This is unbelievable. 22 varieties with a 25-year shelf life, 25 years, 2,000 calories a day in 6 rugged buckets, 120 pounds of food. Could you go 3 months, 90 days if stores closed? You know, I already did that one, and that's an old deal. This is how upset this guy is. I'm playing an old deal for you. I'm playing an old deal for my. I meant to do the MyPillow.com, and I can't. And I'm so upset with this guy. You have no idea. My skin crawls with this guy. I'm in New York City, okay, and we're preparing for the first. This thing called congestion pricing. And everywhere we go, there's all of these tag readers. And there's all these people also bending their tags. So you're charged for driving around if you come from New Jersey because we don't have enough money. And people are all figuring out how to scrape the numbers off their tags and obscure them. And they're doing all kinds of stuff. Believe me, that's the next thing. And the reason why we're doing it is because they say, well, we don't have enough money for this or for that. And I'm being invaded by every form of, and by the way, I know there are some people who are wonderful, seeking the best life in democracy, but other people are vermin. And let me tell you something. If you think you know criminals here, our criminals, imagine being a criminal raised in the United States versus being a criminal raised in the worst abject poverty anybody's ever seen. So what I'm being told is constantly, we don't have enough money for this. That's why we have to charge you to drive around your own city. And this son of a gun is sitting there saying, thank you very much for the money that you're giving me because you're a putz. You're an idiot. You don't ever question anything because you're stupid. And we want you to be. You believe this bullshit that wear this t-shirt. I'm taking your money. Billions, you stupid American. So I get a little upset. And I get a little upset because I think to myself, it doesn't make any sense anymore. It doesn't make any sense. None of this stuff makes any sense. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it. None of it makes any sense. And what's also the most fascinating is, as I was saying before, with our good friend, let me get rid of this son of a gun here. I see him and I just, you have no idea. And how they, and we're waving flags and that. What is the matter with this? But as I was saying, which is very, very important, our great people, our great and wonderful people from MyPillow, that's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted. And I was so upset. I apologize for this. I don't want to bombard you with this. But this man has always been, in my heart, one of the sweetest and greatest people, because all he wanted to do was just make your life better. Look at this. Look at these sales. The $25 extravaganza. $25. Look at this. Look at this. Sandals, slippers. Just go to mypillow.com, promo code Lionel, and see for yourself. But you got to use that term, promo code Lionel. You've got to put it in there. And look at what you're available. What's available to you. I'm sorry for that. I seriously, when I say this to you, I'm not saying it just to say like, oh, I'm gonna pretend that I'm upset. No, I'm very upset. I don't understand anything. I don't understand any of this nonsense. Oh, and if you want to get really upset, you're gonna love this, because what's happening is, and let me just remind you, my friends, remember, it's 197 days until the election, and the Democrats are freaking out. And they're pulling out everything. Here's one. You're going to love this one. This old broad, bless her heart. Not him. not that old broad. This one here. This is the one. Hang on. This is the one that just, Doris Kearns Goodwin, bless her heart, rode hard and put up wet. Doris, it's over, girl. It's over. Just do me. Remember when Doris had her plagiarism problem? Remember this one? Doris Kearns Goodwin. This came from, because everybody cares about plagiarism, right? Everybody cares about plagiarism. Everybody cares about Claudine Gay, who wrote some obscure. This is from 2002. The U.S. historian Doris Kearns Goodwin admits to borrowing passages from other authors, but critics reject her claim that it was all an accident. And she apparently has, she topples the Pulitzer judge, Doris Kearns Goodwin, in 2002, best known popular historian, stepped down as a Pulitzer Prize judge in the face of mounting allegations as she lifted. I love that, lifted. I didn't steal this, officer. I lifted it. I borrowed it. Now, all you have to know is simply this. And there's so many programs. When you want to submit something, you take what you've done and you call your research associate and you say, hey, listen, Jerry, assuming their name is Jerry, say, Jerry, do me a favor, hon. Run this through and see if anything pops up. You can do it. Just run this thing. And they'll say, no, it's okay. Okay. Would you sign this, Jerry? Yeah. Just in case anybody asks me. In case we screw up, I'm going to put your ass on the line. There's no reason for this. Don't forget the old joke about plagiarism. If you steal from one, it's plagiarism. If you steal from a bunch, it's called research. Well, let's listen to what this, bless her heart. Oh, she just makes this bullshit. You ever hear her talk about Lincoln? I think she thinks, remember when Tom Hanks thought he was in World War II? Remember that one? Remember that? He was saying, you know, when they, it was a movie, Private Ryan. You know, they were, I think she thinks, and she might have been with Lincoln. I don't know. And I'm not trying to make age jokes. By the way, if you get a chance not to be really tacky, check out her shoes. That's all I'm going to say. You know, people say, how do you know you're getting older? Is it wigs? It's the shoes. For some reason or another, you get to a point where they get these shoes that looks like there should be some kind of a, like, you know, like remember Frankenstein shoes? Remember those big things that they, like you wear the box, you know, that kind of, anyway, that was very cruel. And I'm not going to apologize. Listen to old apostrophe. Here's Doris Kearns on Meet the Press.
The Republican nominee has yet to accept the results of the last election.
Okay, now let me explain this to you. First of all, I don't know where this has come from, but when Al Gore decided he was going to go to the Supreme Court and they listened to him and others, when Hillary Clinton is still talking, still, as we played before about Putin, they keep saying this idea that Putin, was that a Freudian slip? That Trump will not accept it. Let me try to tell you why, whether you agree with it or not. Trump believes they stole his election. Do you understand what I'm saying? Edie Crowley, by the way, bless her heart. Edie says, could the Democratic insert Hillary instead? Could very well be. I'm sorry for this, Edie. Let me see. Right, there we go. Could the Democratic Party insert Hillary instead? Sure. They can do whatever they want. And thanks to Viv, a new member. Okay, thank you. And I wanted to always stop and thank you exceedingly for that. All right, but let's just stop this lunacy. All right, let's get back to brass tacks here.
Within the context of this conversation and your concerns about the nation's democracy.
Did you check the shoes out? I know this is you probably
so this conversation and your concerns about the nation's Vince Lombardi democracy.
Coaching shoes.
How much of a threat do you think the democracy is facing right now? And do you think the country can survive this time?
Oh, well, I think the real threat is when the Republican former president says that if he doesn't win, he won't accept the results of this next election.
Now, excuse me, can you help me with it? Did he say that? Did anybody remember that one? Did anybody? Where Trump would say, if I don't win, I'm not going to accept it. Really?
Which means that we may have a recurring battle for who's really elected each time we do this. And that's a real problem. I mean, all the candidates.
You mean like recounts and safeguards and those who want to challenge the efficacy of the franchise? Is that something that you don't? So Republicans who don't just roll over, that's the problem?
States, when you look at the ones who lost, it's really hard to lose. And every single one was able to say, as Carter did, I promised I'd never tell you a lie. This
woman, he lied. He lost. Carter was destroyed. Reagan clobbered him.
It hurts. It really hurts. Or Al Gore working on that concession speech.
Concession speech? He went to the Supreme Court. They were talking about the hanging Chads and the double Chads and the pregnant Chads and Chad Everett and Chad. Well, what do you? He fought like a maniac. They went to the Supreme Court. Until they made him a deal. They said, listen, do me a favor. You're going to maybe be the first carbon billionaire. By the way, where's Tipper? Are they through with that? Remember that little problem he had? Anyway, I digress.
That my husband was honored enough to help him on, where he talks about the fact the law of the land has said that this election is lost. I don't agree with it, but I must do it. And Hillary Clinton say, we not only believe in the transition of power, we cherish it.
And she's still, 5 minutes before, she's still talking about Putin. Still talking about it. Stacey Abrams is a denier. She's a denier. This is the part, the cojones that these people have, the chutzpah. They just lie to you. They just say, and they think you're not going to just go out there and just, hey, Doris, listen, just say this lie, even though it's complete nonsense.
I looked at all those, and it just makes you so proud of each one of those candidates who'd been through an election, they'd lost it, they'd let down their constituents, and they were able to make that transfer of power. And it's an essential part of our democracy.
Were any of them hit with 91 different counts? And did Hillary Clinton, was she ever prosecuted, Doris, for destroying, I sound like Kennedy here, for destroying her servers and for, I mean, are you kidding me? Their entire, from Whitewater to travel to the Rose Law Firm, nothing but scandal after scandal after scandal. And she sits there with the unmitigated audacity and talks about how great she is. Don't make me laugh.
It has to happen this next November.
Look at the shoes. I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. That's so cruel. There's something about the shoes that make me think like, God. Now, this is the one. This is when they say, do you remember? Okay, hang on a minute. Michael Douglas. Okay. You're going to love this one. Okay. Hang on a minute. Can't write even, how I remember this, why I remember this. This is why you need me. Okay. This is why you need me. This is the guy who, now hang on a minute. Listen to this. I hate this. Listen. Michael Douglas. Take a look at Michael Douglas. What do you think of? What do you think of when you see Michael Douglas? First of all, I think of that loon, that moon bat, Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't know what that is about. His father, who if his father were, if there, you talk about Predator Hollywood? Oh, dear God. During this period, that's his father, Zeta the loon. He had a problem with his son, which, listen, that happens. That's family. What are you going to do about that? And he also, remember, honey, when Maureen Dowd went crazy, when he dumped her, remember Maureen Dowd, she was dating this guy for a long time. You know Maureen Dowd. Maureen Dowd is the Lonely Hearts Club. They dated for a while, and he said, all right, that's enough. Maureen Dowd and her ex-boyfriend, Michael Douglas. Oh, yeah. She went berserk. Maybe she's grown up. But Maureen Dowd from the New York Times has always, there's such an element of Lonely Hearts Club. You know what I mean? Broken heart. The 16-year-old in her room with the Bobby Sherman posters and her diary, you know, brokenhearted, because he basically told her, all right, that's enough, because that's the way these people are. But here's what I remember. In 2013, Michael Douglas, two-time Oscar winner Michael Douglas, revealed to Zan, X-A-N, Brooks of The Guardian, that his throat cancer, remember he had the throat cancer? Remember this one? He said his illness was a result of contracting HPV, human papillomavirus, through cunnilingus, through oral sex. Think I'm making that up? Read it. Oral sex caused my cancer. What a way to go. Took one for the team, huh? Listen, I'm not laughing at that. But the cojones, can you, but this is okay. But he's okay now. Thank God. Thank God. Now here he is with Fareed Zakaria. Fareed Zakaria, by the way, deep down inside, really is not full of it. He really is not. Full of it. He really, honest to God, is not I don't know what the word is. He's not as crazy as you think. He's trying. He has his moments. But listen to this beaut of an interview with Michael Douglas. And here he is, because the Democrats are scared witless. Because again, you've got, as I told you before, 197 days of the election. And I'm still saying the wisest thing for them is Gavin Newsom. Listen to this beaut.
Why don't you run for president?
I did the movie once, you know, but I knew
how. Did it ever tempt you?
Well, I knew I had the ending. You know, it's a little difference when you have the ending. No, they asked me to run for governor a couple of times in California.
Now, do you believe that? I mean, maybe after Reagan. Do you believe this? I don't believe a word of it.
Earlier time. And I remember saying, well, why do you want me? He said, well, we need a man who can finance his own campaign.
Yeah. Who are they?
So, yeah. You know, who has a credibility, notoriety, who is well known around the ground.
Credibility. Remember, I don't want to go into personal life other than the sources of your throat cancer, which now that's a whopper.
Everything. And I remember saying, you sure you're not looking for a kamikaze pilot? I said, I don't think so.
Oh, he's so humble. He's so humble. I don't believe a word of that. Okay, now look at this. Now he's being asked. They're being asked, is Michael, how old is he? How old is Michael Douglas, honey? Michael Douglas is 79. Now, he's pretty doggone good, right? He's 79 years old. And I think I've heard him. He just did the movie Rabinowitz or whatever. It was very good with Alan Arkin. I loved it. It was really good. He's still a great actor. He's 79 and Biden is 81, 2 years over. Two years. That's it. Dershowitz is like 85. So you never know how you just never know. So anyway, so he's just 2 years older. So listen to this mierda. By the way, you're going to love this one. Just a second, my dear friends. Raul Rodriguez says, hang on a minute. Just a second, Raul. You're more important than this guy. Raul says, Douglas says, it giveth and taketh away. You are very funny, my friends. And also the lovely and talented Cobb says, being a cunning linguist can be dangerous. Indeed. Indeed. I used to always say one time that I would always quote from the book of Fallatio and the Bible. And people got all upset. Oh, that's not funny. It's like, I think it's funny. It's like when they ask me, What's your astrological sign? So feces. I think that's funny because I'm like that. I'm basically a child. Okay, so here's why he's there. They're trying to say, Michael Douglas, can you go on CNN? Yeah, why? First of all, you're talking to a group that's going to basically that's going to vote for him anyway. But can you lie for us? Yeah, I can do that. Listen to this.
You and Biden are about the same age. What do you think? You know, are you one of those people who wished he had bowed out, let the field choose somebody else? How do you think about that?
Now you know the BS is coming. Are you ready for this? Do you think that maybe you might want to be one of those people that said, maybe is there anybody else who might be better than this guy who's walking around yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet?
Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him.
Now, that's not the answer. Pardon me. Nobody said this. You're reading into this.
And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack.
Absolute 100% unmitigated caca del toro, bovine egesta, huge mounds of steaming BS. Nobody is saying this. Nobody is saying this. Listen to this one more time.
And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have, say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names, something.
Excuse me. The other day, Donald Trump might have, after I don't know how many times, he might have confused Nancy Pelosi with somebody else. Joe Biden confuses his sister with his wife on multiple occasions. Nobody gave Trump the benefit of the doubt. Are you willing to do that there, Mikey?
He's overcome a stutter.
What's this stutter business? When did he stutter? You know, I stuttered. A lot of people kind of overcome it. I think we may grow out of it. I think they're playing that a little too much.
In his life, and sometimes he might, but...
He might what? Stutter? This isn't stuttering. We're not... we're not stuttering. This isn't a Mel Tillis issue. This is more like Burt Mustin.
Let's just say that his entire cabinet, including his vice president, everybody's in his cabinet, would be more than happy to work with him again in the next term.
Now, Mike, I hate to break it to you, my friend, but people who are a bunch of Washington parasites, they are willing to, they want to stay on because they want to just squeeze that public teat as far as they can go. So you're not convincing me now so far, buddy boy. You're not winning me over.
I cannot say that about the other candidate running because nobody in his cabinet from 2016 wants to be involved with him.
Now, how do you know? Nobody has ever, have you or anybody heard anything about? I think Trump is saying, I don't want you. I don't want you. Are you kidding me? who is saying, I don't want to do that? You see all the people who are dying and vying to be his VP? Oh, no. See the face? Look at his face. Does this look like a man? You know about body language, right? You know how they always have body language people? We're talking to a body language expert. Well, he's folding his arms. We're not talking. Look at the look at his face. He's not believing a word he's saying.
Do you think when everyone says, yeah, he's okay now, but, you know, what's it going to be like the next 4 or 5 years?
See, Fareed, let me tell you something, Fareed. He's there and he's trying to toe the line. He's very good. Don't kid yourself. Look, he's one of these globalist types like anybody else, but he's kind of like a Kissinger globalist. It's a different thing. So he's kind of saying, come on, Mike. Come on, man.
But you're going to work for the next 4 or 5 years. You're not retiring.
I'm not. However, I will say we did Franklin in 2022. And after 165 days of shooting for 7 months, I haven't worked since. So I took 23 off and we're going into 24. And I must say I'm enjoying the time off.
They all do that. Robert Downey Jr. does this. You don't work every, unless you're, nobody does this.
And I think he'll be fine. Thank you very much. We have this is probably the most important election of my lifetime.
That's true.
I share with my kids through the Vietnam War. This is the most.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You see this? This is called lying. Lying. It's important for us to hear the enemy speak. It's important for us to understand how what we believe sometimes by listening to the mendacity, the absolute incomprehensible yarn of lies presented and promoted by these folks. This is the most important times of our life. And this is the most important platform, thanks to great people like you. I want you to understand something. This is very important. I've been talking to you this morning and I can't for 59 minutes, no commercials except our preparewithlionel.com and mypillow.com, but those are sponsors. Uninterrupted, and the numbers go up. The numbers go up. And the reason why the numbers go up is that there is a myth. There is a myth that people believe that long form cannot be, that people think, put it this way, there is a guy, there is a big radio, well, I don't know how important he is, but he's one of these people who say that you always have to keep changing constantly, 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 constantly. You got to keep changing. You have to change every 5 seconds. And that may be true in the 50s and 60s, but it's not true now. Americans want to hear, want to absolutely hear something in depth to make their decision. And I am telling you, there is nobody who says, give me 4 years of what we're saying. Nobody. There is nobody who says, I want 4 years of what we've been doing, and I want the trajectory to increase, to take off. I want 4 more years of this. I want the trajectory. I want the horror. I want everything to be brought to full bore. I want it all. I want more Biden. I want more Democrats. That's what I want. Nobody says that. I want more open borders. I want higher crime. I want more illegals. I want more gender confusion. I want more of all of this. I want more Biden, and I want, and nobody. And that's why the Democrats are so scared. And the only person, remember, I'm telling you right now, Trump may not be perfect. I think that goes with, I don't think anybody's perfect, so that's really not going on a limb. But he is the chemotherapy that this country needs. That's simple. That's simple. All right, dear friends, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you immensely. Thank you. Please, as I say to you, dear friends, oh, and to our other dear friends, to Cobbs, thank you, Raul Rodriguez, Viv, and to Edie Crowley, thank you for your kindness this morning, indeed. We appreciate it immensely. Don't forget right now, as we speak, to go and to follow Lens Warriors on X or Twitter. I cannot call it X. I just cannot do it. Nobody can. Or Lens Warriors on YouTube. And make sure you follow her immediately. Immediately. Do you hear what I'm saying? Immediately. It's critical. Also, make sure that you follow my other alternate channel, which is very, very important, dear friends, at Lionel Legal. Today, I believe the president is back in court. Is that correct, honey? Yes. He's back in court today. And remember, let me leave you with this. The OJ jury said they could be fair and impartial also. Just remember that. Just remember that. All right, dear friends, we will see you tonight at 7 p.m. Have a great and a glorious day. Thank you so much for being a part of this and for joining us and being a part of our morning confab. It was indeed a pleasure. See you later. And until then, my friends, remember, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue ya. Ta-ta.